Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Business Creators Radio Show, where we help you win at the game of business and marketing. My name is Adam Homey. I'm your host, and I'm so honored by your wise decision to tune in and join us today. As the name says, our listeners are business creators. They can be entrepreneurs, small business owners, local business owners. We have marketing and business coaches. We have the folks who help others build their businesses, your assistants, your strategists, your designers. And on the other side of that coin, we have the do-it-yourselfers who love to have your own hands on the levers as you grow your own business and manage your own marketing. If you are one or more of the above, please explore episodes at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com and discover how we and our guest experts help you win at the game of business and marketing. Also, check us out on iTunes. Just do a search for Business Creators Radio Show or click the banner in the right-hand column of our website. Every five-star rating is greatly appreciated and helps us help more business creators like you. Make sure to subscribe. There are over 100 episodes already on tap, and fresh content is added every single week. Now, here at my business, HelpMyWebsiteSell.com, one of the primary things we do for our entrepreneur clients is we help them manage their book launches. So I am always excited to have with us guests who help people create their books, to write their books, to find that book inside of them and get it out. And I'm very happy for that reason and very excited to be interviewing Janet Baer, who is the founder of Author Impact Publishing. Just to tell you a little bit about Jan, she helps professionals and entrepreneurs build their authority and gain more clients by writing books. Whether you think of yourself as a writer or not, Jan knows that you have the knowledge and experience that can help your clients and attract the respect you deserve. That's something that I certainly believe in. But you need to show it. And what Jan does is helps you become the author of a quality print book or ebook in just a few hours of your time. That is a real book of professional quality with your words and ideas, a book you'll be proud to give to your clients and prospects, a book that will open doors for you, such as professional contacts, speaking engagements, and media exposure. Jan has been following the publishing industry closely since the 1990s and has been helping authors develop book marketing plans and build websites for authors for the past 7 years. Lifelong writer, Jan was a newspaper editor for nearly 20 years, and with all that, Jan, welcome aboard.
Hi, Ann. It's good to talk to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what we like to do here at the Business Creators Radio Show is before we get into things, because we have a lot to cover today, and I know you're going to reveal some priceless gems for our audience, what I'd like to do is just sort of take a step back for those of our listeners who haven't had a chance to get to know you yet, and just find out what it is that brought you to where you are today. And I'm not necessarily referring to your official bio, but just what was that journey and what were some of the moments that brought you to what you do these days?
Well, you know, you covered the official bio really well, but what has, and I've worked with authors, and these are people who think of themselves as writers, and I love these people, but I got to looking around, and I realized that a lot of people who don't think of themselves as writers have important things to say and valuable things to share with their clients and with the people around them. But because they hate to write, because somebody's told them they don't know how to write, or because they just don't have the time, they're missing out on the value that can come to them, and their people, their audience, are missing out on the value they can give. And it struck me that I can help these people go from the book that's in their head to a book that's in their hand that they can you can use to build their businesses.
You know, I agree with you. There are way too many people out there who have all of their brilliance inside their own mind, but they have not brought that out and put it on a paper or on a computer screen. There are so many entrepreneurs who are listening today, who will be listening to this in the future, who are working so hard, doing everything that seems to be right, making what seem to be all the right moves, and they're only moving forward incrementally in their business, Meanwhile, in the market space, they're getting blown out of the water by somebody who just 6 months ago was trying to hit them up for a cup of coffee so they could pick their mind. Funny how that happens, because I've
yeah,
studied
it
that
is
phenomenon.
Funny how it happens.
Funny
yeah.
how that happens because of that we have that phenomenon, and I look at all these upstarts and flashes in the pan that just kind of go right around these people that only 6 months ago they were begging for a half hour of their time just to pick their brain and basically get free coaching out of them. Is in almost all these cases that so-called upstart wrote and published a book and launched a book.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the publishing industry has changed so much over the last 20 years that it is a totally different world. Back when I started exploring it, if you had a self-published book, you were just worse than nobody.
Right.
But now, with self-publishing, you can honestly rule the market. And for an entrepreneur, self-publishing is really the way to go. Number one, you don't have to wait a year, 2 years, 5 years to find an agent and get it published and get it out. You can publish a book. Well, I mean, you can publish a book tomorrow if you wanted
right.
to. It probably wouldn't be a great book, but that's the speed that it works. So you don't have to waste a lot of time waiting for other people to do their stuff. The second thing is, as a self-published author, you own the process, which is all the risks and the profits, just like in your business. And so, you know, you choose the cover, you choose the designer, and you put it out in a way that makes sense to you. You still need a professional cover. You still need professional editing. And if you want somebody to help you get those things, that's possible. But you still own the process. And the final thing is, as a traditionally published author, your publisher buys your copyright from you or rents it, you know, depending on how you want to look at that. And then they make money by how many copies you sell. As a self-published author who's an entrepreneur or a professional of some kind, you own the process as far as how you make your money from it. And although there are entrepreneurs who sell a lot of books and it helps them build credibility for their book, in reality, you don't have to sell a single book for it to build your business.
Great. Well, I'd like to come back to some of these things in just a moment. You make very valid points. I love what you have to say about the evolution of the publishing industry and the evolution of the book industry. And yeah, I've been around just long enough where I remember that if you had a self-published book, you were basically a joke. It's like, well, anybody can go self-publish your book. But notice how the world has changed, where now it's changed from, well, anybody can self-publish a book to anybody can self-publish a book. Just the intonation
yeah.
change. That goes behind that. Now, before we get deep into what we're going to cover today, because just based on the fact that I haven't even asked you a single question yet, and you've already shared so much value with us, there is one thing that we do with every single one of our guests here at Business Creators Radio Show, and our avid listeners who tune in every week, and I thank all of you guys, can probably hear the drumbeat in the background. And here it is. Here on the Business Creators Radio Show, we provide the tools, techniques, and strategies to help entrepreneurs quickly grow their businesses. A lot of our listeners tell me they have everything they need to implement anything that we share that they need to do, except for time and money. Now, as I said, this is a question we ask every expert who appears on our show. And what I like is not only the variety of different answers, but also the variety of ways the question gets interpreted. So, Jan, how do time and money play a role or have an impact on this whole idea of becoming an author?
Well, you know, probably the same impact in everything else. You trade time for money,
right.
or you trade money for time. You know, you can do this whole process from beginning to end and have a really successful thing. And I could name off some authors who have done that. Mostly they're in the fiction area, but not all. So there's that. On the other hand, if you're already running a business and you are up to your neck in work, you can pay somebody else to do some of these incremental activities that you don't have the expertise for, and do what's essential, what's your essential input in the process. And so you can pick and choose that all the way up and down the line. For example, if the professional I'm talking to happens to be a book designer and she wants to design her own cover, well, that makes total sense. If somebody is maybe a lawyer and understands the publishing industry really well, then maybe it makes sense to do that part of it. So there's that. If somebody just really loves to write, then by all means, set aside the time and sit down and do the writing. But if you don't have time to learn all of that stuff, and there's a lot of learning to do in it, if you don't have time to learn all that stuff, you can find somebody else to do it for you. And as far as finding a book designer, you want to make sure that somebody who knows what needs to be done finds the book designer, because I've run across people who spent a lot of money on really ineffective websites and designs and that kind of thing. So you need to know what you're doing. And so if you can turn to somebody like you with your book launch business, or someone like me who helps people get their book written and produced, then you've got somebody with contact and the knowledge to put these things together in an effective way.
Wow, that's really good. Now, what I'd like to know is, here's one of the questions that we come up with very frequently in terms of when we have people come to us and say they want to start an online business, or they have an online business, they want to take their marketing to a whole new level, and we suggest that they need to write a book. So my very first thing is, I need to ask you here, Jan, not everybody is a writer or considers themselves a writer. So how do we get them to write their book?
Well, there's this magical device called a recorder.
Okay.
And so if you like to write, great, write. If you're comfortable with one of the dictation software or something like that, like Dragon Speak or whatever, you can do it that way. You can talk your book into a first draft. If you're not comfortable with that, I wouldn't recommend that you take it up for your book. You can actually have someone interview you for your book. And that's what I like to do, or that's one of the things I offer, is if somebody has an idea or knowledge, we sit down and we have an interview and we talk about what they want to write and who they want to write it for. And we really explore these questions. And then I'll take the results of that interview, which I've recorded, I'll have it transcribed, and I'll make a first draft of an outline for a book in the range of 25,000 to 45,000 words. So we're not talking about months of work. We're talking about basically a few hours. And then when we get the interview, we'll work together on the outline of the book, and then we will just interview all the way through it. A series of questions that relate to the bullet points in the book. And we have those transcribed, and I'm a long-time editor. I would go through and make it sound like a book instead of a conversation, but still keep the author's words and ideas in it. And then we have a first draft, and we can have it edited and the book cover made, and all that stuff can happen really quickly.
Okay.
So that's why I say that the author only puts a few hours into it, because all they have to do is have a conversation like we're having right now.
All right. That's a point that I like to make, and I think there are a few ways to do it, one of which is, as you just described, I love your process, and I think that was something that you may have somebody who potentially reaches out to you today. And the reason I say that is, how many people out there who are listening to this, how many people who are listening live, who are catching this through our iTunes podcast, are thinking, boy, I really need to get this book done, but I'm just always busy with client stuff. I'm always busy with other stuff. And after I do the 12 hours a day in the business, I really just got to have some sort of life. I got to sleep. I got to do something. But when am I going to